Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
What you doing, you pig-headed sucker?
Every day for the last 10 years, Loretta there has been giving me a large black coffee. Today she gives me a large black coffee, only it's got sugar in it. A lot of sugar. I just came back to complain. Now you boys put those guns down.
Say what?
Well, we're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
Just got my pay today.
Just today.
But I don't plan to stay.
Ain't gonna stay.
I'm leaving right away.
Yeah, right away.
Tonight's my night to play.
My night to play.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot. Got some troubles to lose. Gonna live down those blues. So goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Gonna have me some fun until I see the sun in the sky.
Bye, bye, bye.
But whatever I do, I will come back to you by and by.
Bye, bye, bye.
So keep that coffee hot.
I keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
Cutting out on you, honey.
Gonna have me some fun until I see the sun in the sky.
I'll be way up there.
But whatever I do, I will come back to you by and by.
Well, here I am again, honey.
So keep that coffee hot.
Keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
I love your pot.
So keep that.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour Theme. of the classics. I Spy, starring Robert Culp and that black guy that he likes anymore, Bill Cosby. He loved him back then, though. Fucking great scene. It was a cool show. And Robert Culp, actually, this is a little-known Hollywood fact. Robert Culp, he was the one that took Steve McQueen under his wing, showed him how to be cool. Ah, take that to the bank. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Diggs Corporation, proud makers of shuffle bags and duffel boards. Wait, Possum Hour, thank them again for their patronage. Let's see. Underwriting tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour at 10, Diddy Mowl. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's History of Crazy Foam. Crazy Foam. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chindribble and his guest, Spelvin Voorhees Carbuncle, heir to the Bazooka Joe fortune. Don't want to miss that. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster celebrates foot fungus. We don't know why. And on Friday, on Have a Good Time. It's a week's worth. Worthwhile. Time wasting. Well, the phone lines, for good or bad, we'll be open in just a few minutes. What's that call-in number, Dex?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Smell good ground coffee. That's Maxwell House Coffee. Listen to the sound of the Maxwell House coffee pot at work. Pour a cup of this good-smelling coffee. It will taste as good as it smells, because it's good ground Maxwell House. Maxwell House coffee is good to the last drop. Enjoy the rich, fresh taste of Maxwell House coffee. The ground coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time. Maxwell House.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Deep inside. Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Awesome hour, so suck it.
What do you think of them apples? Now that was the extended Gumby introduction. Extended version. In the future, we'll cut it down just a little bit next time. Didn't I have some new I had some new background. Hold on.
All right.
Was it? What the hell? So how was your week, sir?
It was okay. No biggie.
Good. I was working today. There it is. Beauty. So, I was working today. Long day. Feeling good. Looking good. Drinking some Joe. I'm drinking some Joe. Because I had two gin and tonics when I got home, and I was like, dude, you want to do a possum hour? I'd suggest you switch to coffee now. Coffee
it's
show
the,
anyway.
This is the one time I didn't make coffee for the show, and it's the coffee for the show.
Okay, I got some weird shit. Two more potatoes in the backyard.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now that's becoming like another potato, you know. What am I gonna worry about a potato? I got bigger fish to fry. So I went to get some beer last week.
Yeah.
And I went to the old drive-thru, which is not the old drive-thru anymore. The dude that has owned it since I've lived here sold it out a year or so ago, and it's gone downhill. I'll be honest with you. I think they have more shit, but it's like not it's not the neighborhood joint anymore.
I got you. Anyways,
this one guy is always dressed in Superman shit. He's got a Superman t-shirt. Got a Superman tattoo, Superman chain, right?
Yeah.
I get a Superman hat. Dude likes Superman, apparently. But he's not like cosplaying. He's just got Superman gear. He's still like a cool guy, you know, street guy. So he says, give me a case of natties there. So, you know, I pop my trunk. Car, you can open the trunk from the front seat. It's great. It's like a real car. He puts the beer in there. He says, whatever it was. And he goes, watch out. You have rat in trunk. What? I go, what? I probably more pronounced than that. What? You have rat in trunk. It's a small one. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? I see it move. What the fucking is this? What kind of fuckery? What? No rodents in the trunk, okay? This is... Man, that's like rule one. No fucking rodents in the trunk.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck's going on? So I go home, and I got 10 things in the trunk. It's not a trash trunk by any means, right?
Yeah.
Two folding chairs, my easel, two boards, an umbrella, my sleeping bag, and an emergency blanket. I believe that was and the beer. So I take the beer, I take everything out. I didn't see nothing. There was a moth that flew out. Maybe he saw that moth flying around in there. I don't know.
I thought it was a rat.
But I had to take everything out of the trunk. I looked, okay, no. And it's got the little carpety thing. You lift it up, and there's a spare tire down in there, you know? No rats down in there. Rats, he says. Not a moth. It's a small one. not a mouse. It's a rat. So I'm like, is this guy like a fucking insano? Just fucks with people's heads. I tell that guy he has rat in throat. You watch.
Wow.
What the fuck is that, man?
Wow.
Like I say, another potato is not going to faze me at this point. So anyway.
You have a rat in your trunk.
You have rat in trunk. It's a small one.
Don't worry.
Away from me, man.
That's wild.
What the fuck is that? There's no fucking way there's a rat in my trunk. And I mean, like, maybe a mouse could get in there, but... God dang,
that's nuts, man.
It really? Can't make this shit up, man.
It sounds like he's fucking with you.
I think so, too. I honestly think he's just fucking with me. Watch me fuck with the old man. It's like, dude, you're not the only drive-thru.
Wouldn't it? If you said possum?
Now,
a possum in
man.
Your trunk?
Wouldn't it be awesome to rig something up so that, like, the next time he opens the trunk and a fucking possum jumps out at him?
That'd be great.
That'd teach him some funnies. Let's see. Who's your Messiah now, laughing boy? Huh?
I should send you my stuffed possum. I need my little possum toy.
I'm not good with tools. I couldn't rig it up.
You know? All you got to do is just get fishing wire or hook it up to
I guess it would swing. I could put anything, though, on a piece of string and just have it fly out into his face. It'd be a hoot, man. What are we blowing up here? Oh, okay. For no good reason. Sticks.
Okay.
Test.
My best to hide this low-down feeling. I try to make believe there's nothing wrong, but they're always asking me about you, darling, and it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. If they asked me, I guess I'd be denied that I've been unhappy all along. But if they hurt my heart, they'd hear it cry. Where's my darling, when's she coming home? I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do. To try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through. And then I get so doggone lonesome. Sometimes I think my heart is stopping too. One lonely hour seems forever. 60 minutes more to wait for you. But I guess I'll keep waiting till you're with me. 'Cause I believe that loving you is right. But I don't care if the sun don't rise tomorrow. If I can't have you with me tonight. Well, I know I'll keep on loving you, 'cause true love can't be killed. I ought to get you off of my mind, but I guess I never will. I could have a dozen others, but I know I'd love you still. 'Cause I get so doggone lonesome.
That's a book roll double. Johnny Cash Day. What do you call pay toilet? Johnny Cash. Hey!
So gone. Gotta bring that back.
What was I just gonna talk about? I was gonna talk about something.
Do you think it could be animals that's bringing the potatoes into your yard?
It's possible, but what animal could drag a potato? I mean,
that's true.
These are like, you know, you'd get a baked potato. Potatoes. These aren't little nugget potatoes. These are full-grown russet fucking potatoes.
That's wild.
Got me, man.
You got to set up little diddle cameras. Stop that,
man. Yeah, that's what I need, man. I think I'll catch the neighbor chucking him over the fence going, hey, watch this. Rat and trunk. They're probably in cahoots.
He could be putting rats in trunks for all you know.
There you go. There you go. There's only one noteworthy Uncle Bobo update.
Gotcha.
Let's see where we're at. the word's kind of getting out. About the boom booms, the diapers, and this is true. It's true. These cats, they've already printed flags with a picture. Bobo says, "Real men wear diapers." 2024. I swear to you, I'm not making that up.
I love it.
It is fact. Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
My brain hurts!
Anyways. See, they're owning it, man. They're going like, well, okay. Yeah, that's pretty bad, but we fucking love diapers. And there's people, they were selling diapers that people were wearing on the outside of their pants.
with his logo on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm talking about that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Sure. Sure. This is real life, man. I'm not making... This is not like fiction. This is fucking real life.
When's he going to start selling those?
What the hell? That probably is getting a piece of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet, sweet piece of the diapers.
Uh-huh.
you got to pay them lawyers somehow. Ain't
Bobo's
free.
Boom booms.
Bobo's boom booms. Oh, well. Oh, one more political thing. This really isn't political one way or the other. It's just kind of a cool thing. Her girlfriend, AOC, the cute one.
Yeah, yeah.
Puerto Rican. I think she's Puerto Rican. New York. Anyway, and that other gal, the Marjorie Taylor Greene. Down there in Georgia. She's kind of a pain in the ass. Well, there she's talking, AOC's talking about MTG, and she says, they said something about, what do you think of this? She goes, well, she's not on the level. And I was like, whoa, you know, like, ding. Like, man, what am I watching, a Bowery Boys movie? You're not on the level. I just thought that was cool. I'm going to start saying that as much as I can. I don't think that guy's on the level. Yeah, that's a cool... I was like, that little girl knew that one, man. I was like, man, you are fucking... When do you not amaze me, baby? She's the greatest. I love her.
She's a sweetheart. Yep.
Because she's not on the level.
Uh-huh. Full malarkey.
She's been hanging around with Grandpa Joe too much, probably. All righty. Well, there they are, the few, the proud. The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Coming. Thanks for coming. She got here early tonight. She heard some of the gross stuff at the beginning. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Show. Apple Cheeks sends ribs.
Nice.
Professor. Dr. Cake is here. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Oh, man, the music's over. Damn it. That was kicking it, man. Didn't you
I like
agree?
It.
This is too slow. That's too... This is... Okay, there's this classic. Ah. Always count on the count.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. She sends a cake.
Nice.
I did put sweetener in this last coffee. Copa de Oro. Very inexpensive coffee liqueur. And,
okay.
Oh, it is so much better than Kahlua. And like a third of the price. So, get it at a liquor store near you. If you like drunken breakfasts. Great if you've had a few the night before, you know, and you get an eye opener, and you're like, hey, maybe even off this head a little bit while I'm at it here.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Hey, you know,
that's how that's done.
It's a beaut. And, you know, it's a festive drink in the evenings as well. And I'll attest to right now. And there's G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
He's the fabulous, strongest man on the internets.
That he is.
At this moment, he has Apple Cheeks, Alice, Dr. Cake, Hope, and Maggie C. balanced on his shoulders.
Yeah, I believe it.
An inverted pyramid in the Possum Lounge. He's the anchor man. Birthday boy, that's right. That's right.
Hey, yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
GT.
Happy birthday, GTO.
Good birthday background music.
Nice, nice.
Like an outtake from the White Album. With no voids.
Doesn't need
Sometimes
it.
When
words
they shut up,
away.
They actually sound good.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Words get in the way. Fuck
they
words.
Do. They do. Instrumentals rule, man.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. T. Trent, strongest man. Birthday boy extraordinaire. Thank you for coming, sir. Oaks here, our old pal, other people's eyes.
Oaks.
He's a fan and a fan, big fan of live music and recording.
Uh-huh.
Got the largest record collection in the Midwest, I believe.
Indeed.
Second only to David Rush. He goes, I can't do live music anymore. I just don't like loud anymore. When I, you know, I have so much loud
like
when I'm working. Well,
people
yeah, you
don't
fine. Like.
I don't like the people.
I can't do the loud, man. I curse people that play loud.
Ruining my hearing for no fucking reason. Just turn it down for the love of God.
All right. Well, thank you for coming, sir. But he's glad to be here. And
thank
finally, Spelunk Queen, our old pal Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Yeah. Thank you for coming, darling.
Good to have you back.
At her Mother's Day tea today,
okay.
The piano player was too loud for me. That's what she said.
Yep.
Too loud piano player? Wow. That's some loud piano playing. Absolutely. Yeah, baby! Yeah! So Doug Queen's a great name. And hovering above the lounge in his double-breasted, twin-engined, flying Duesenberg, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
That's the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Sex.
As the Beaver.
Na-na-na, na-na-na.
Can't stand as Zither anymore! Thank you, Professor Pootwaddle. Now I should sing a little song, April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Delightfully in voice. When April showers, she never closes the curtain. Maybe I better start again. When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers. That boom and blay, a bale of hay, the other day. A very funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street, and I saw a man run over himself. Yes, he did. Here's how it happened. He picked me up in his car, and we went to the corner, and we stopped, and he said, "Would you run across the street and mail this letter?" I said, "No." So he ran over himself. That's a killer. And when it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you see. It's raining violets. That's better than hailing taxi cabs. I won't drive it. Yellow cab driver. And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodals, a daffodil, a defodoo, a doofa-whiff, a whiff and poof. Whiff and poof. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, April, how I love it. The spring and picnics and the birds and the bees. Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee who married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. They come to home. That's a shower.
The dulcet tones of Doodles Weaver, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, Doodles.
I think he's funny.
Well, it's old vaudeville.
You'll spot him in the old westerns now and again.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be like bartender or something like that, you know. Hey, Doodles Weaver. I think he did a couple Hazels, too. He was snaking Hazel. Who wouldn't, you know? I bet you Mr. B was tapping that ass.
Oh, sure. Bert Lancaster probably tapped that, then goodbye, little Sheba.
Oh, you know he did.
Oh, yeah. She wanted it. She wanted it.
I was just talking about Bert Lancaster today and how badass he is in From Here to Eternity when Fatso Jetson and Frank Sinatra, like Fatso Jetson's about to carve up Sinatra, and he comes up, busts that beer bottle off the side of the bar. He's like, oh, it's kick me on. Fatso's like,
I get that. If I've never, I was just leaving already.
Oh, Bert Lancaster.
He was fucking badass at in that scene, man.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
I haven't
cow.
Seen that in ages, man. I like to see that again.
And a big, broad chest and skinny little waist. It's like, oh, God, it's got Barry in half.
Well, he was
bring
a trapeze artist.
Why don't you try me,
movie
Fatso?
Star.
Yeah. Oh, well, he was emphasizing the Fatso, too. Bring it on, Fatso. Fatso. Who got the last? Well, who got the last laugh? It wasn't Sinatra, that's for sure. And it wasn't Fatso. Fatso wasn't laughing at the end.
Man.
And then Monty Cliff, he wasn't laughing either, man.
No.
Bert Lancaster was kind of bummed out, man.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a downer ending, man. And then we have World War II on top of everything else. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, wasn't a feel-good movie this summer.
No. It ends kind of shabby.
Yeah.
But Superman's in it.
Poor Fatso went on to do Marty in an Italian neighborhood, and everybody wanted to kick his ass for beating up Sinatra.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
He started
talking Italian to all of them because he speaks it fluently, and that's how he got along well with everyone. But they were pissed at him for beating up Sinatra, for spatting him.
Wow. Taking me back to Steve Stevens and the mob wanting to rub out Fabian.
Yeah, that's right.
You want us to take care of that kid? Yeah.
That was a damn good interview, Steve Stevens.
Oh, that guy was... Why aren't people interviewing that dude? He's still alive. Be on fucking a whole 90-minute special, just him fucking talking shit.
Yeah,
my
he
God,
should write
he
a book.
He had a story about every...
Yeah, covered
well,
a
you,
lot of
you
ground.
Were there.
I loved
crazy.
It.
Larry Fine, Clark Gable, Elvis Presley.
My favorite was Lee Marvin acting gay to his father.
I forgot
that
about
was
that
great.
One.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one. Wow. I gotta go listen back to that. That was classic shit, man.
Uh-huh.
I hope that's still online. Because that's worthy to be up there forever. Yeah. I got in touch
with
him through...
His mother died, still not believing that he rode with Clark Gable in a taxi. Or
yeah.
A limo.
Right. You wouldn't look out the window, man. I saw him interviewed on Word on Westerns.
Yeah.
That guy's but he gets good people on there. He gets all these Western actors and shit. And man, he has George C. Scott story. God, he had everybody.
Yeah.
Insane. Insane. He was like the Forrest Gump of Hollywood. Really? That would be a cool movie, man.
Oh, definitely.
Why isn't someone writing this? Okay. Oh, man. Get in touch with my son and his partner, writing partner.
Yeah, hook up with him.
I still have his email. I don't know. I think it'd be a hell of a fucking movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well.
Selling newspapers to Larry Fine.
I'll mention it.
Good friends with Mickey Cohn.
Yeah. Oh, the Mickey Cohn thing. He did write a book about the Mickey Cohn shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Wow. What an interesting guy. Probably the most interesting man I've ever spoken to in my life.
Oh, it has to be. Hands down.
Easily. Man. Unless he was just totally full of shit. And a hell of a good liar.
Yeah,
in
well,
which case,
so.
Salute. You know, you sure fucking fooled me, man.
We'll take it either way.
God, I hope I still have that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it again.
Yeah. Anyway. Alrighty. Well, shall we spin the wheel?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want a quickie? How about a quickie? Quickie?
Quickie first.
Got a quickie. How quick a quickie can I find? A quickie. Quickie. I don't know. You like quickies? I like quickies. Who doesn't like quickies? Here we go.
Like the oh yeah guy. Oh yeah.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I just listened to a little bit. Sometimes when they're like that, I just listen to a little bit of it. Yeah. You know, because I think I want to hear it pretty much for the first time with all the rest of you.
I'm going to hate
you. That was a hoot. Well, I'm out of
feeling.
Number one on Soul Train, man. Okay. Now it's time for 3 minutes and there you get back. I'm out of coffee, so we're switching over to gin and tonic, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Which I will prepare during the next portion of our program. 3 minutes, we'll never get back. Pretty much exactly what it says it is. 3 minutes, never get it back. Actually, it's a little short of 3 minutes tonight. So,
okay, you have mercy on us.
Yeah, we're going to pass the savings along to you, the listener.
There you go.
So without any further ado, have we had any ado? I guess we have had some ado. Without any further ado, 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
I was sitting in class trying to focus, but my stomach was gurgling, causing a ruckus. I thought to myself, I'll just let out a squeak. Surely it won't smell and will be discreet. So I released a little test bar, just a puff of air, no cigar. But to my horror and dismay, the odor quickly gave me away. The stench wafted over row by row. My classmates all gasped and held their nose. I tried to play it cool like nonchalant, but there was no denying that fart was my taunt. So I released a little test fart, just a puff of air, no cigar. But to my horror and dismay, the odor quickly gave me away. Let this be a lesson to one and all. Hold it in, stand up tall. For a test fart is surely no friend. It will betray you in the end. So I released a little test bar, just a puff of air, no big art. But to my horror and dismay, the odor quickly gave me away. Let this be a lesson to one and all. Hold it in, stand up tall. For a test fart is surely no friend. It will betray you in the end.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, wait.
McDonald's French fries.
There it is. Alrighty. See, now, the first one, funny as shit. Second one, not all that funny.
Well,
shit in your pants, funny test fart? Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
I think if they'd had the band from the first one in the second one,
yeah, they'd have drawn
it
out.
Bouncier beat. And a gin and tonic with a squirt of lime
there
juice.
There you go.
Indeedly doodly. Because I got to seriously cut the carbs, man. You know what that means. Beloved beer.
Cut down on the beer, huh?
Beloved beer. I didn't even, on the way home, I wasn't even tempted to stop and get some beer. I was just like, nah. No beer tonight. No beer. All right. Okay, weird crime. Probably everybody saw this by now. This guy in California was ordered by the city to put a fence up and conceal the boat that was parked in his driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
They put up the fence and painted the boat parked in his driveway on the fence.
I mean, that's brilliant.
And it's a great painting, so I mean, it's like, you got to hand it to him for that one. That's a hoot.
That's great. I love it.
I can't wait to see how they resolve that one.
Not making
fences yet.
Really, nothing you can do. The fence is there. Nothing
okay.
Wrong having it painted on the fence.
They said the case was closed and the fence was installed, so no further actions will be taken.
He got him.
One of the city managers says, the only action I'm going to take is a high five, and that's it. everybody happy for that guy.
Even the neighbors have to think, all right, that's pretty cool.
That's a good one. A long way to go. It's a hell of a painting, man.
It's great.
That's some chump change painting, man. Some time. Take it from me. It won't take more than 3 minutes on any drawing, if I can help it. It's like my attention span. All right. Now, here's a weird story. A Chinese zoo were exhibiting some panda dogs.
Yeah, I see that.
And they were actually just dogs.
Yeah.
They were, what kind of dogs were they? Chow Chows.
Yeah.
And they just dyed their fur and trimmed them so that they looked like panda bears, and they were trying to pass it off as panda bears. What the fuck is that, man? That's a low-rent zoo, man. Yeah, man. Crying out loud.
That's great.
Oh, I must have... I'd have had another animal story, but that's a world record there. I guess we'll shoot over to the world records, man. What are you going to do?
Oh, shoot over.
All right. Oh, these people need a life. And they only got, when did they get started? 2019. Okay, that's not a million years ago, right? 5 years ago.
Yeah.
This couple, an Indiana couple. Well, Indiana, there you go. No offense. No offense, GC. But an Indiana couple earned a Guinness World Record for their collection of 2,022 jigsaw puzzles.
Okay.
They like collecting puzzles and putting puzzles together and trading puzzles. Jigsaw
That's
puzzles.
That's something I could never get into.
I used to call that idiot's delight. Sheesh. So anyways, congratulations.
Yeah. That is a lot
Go
of
out once in a while, though, you know, to see a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to a sex club. I don't know, something. All right, this 106-year... We covered one of these a number of weeks ago. 106-year-old man becomes the world's oldest skydiver. 106!
106.
Holy
jumping
geez.
Out of an airplane.
Wow, he's damn near 107. 106 and 327 days old. Dag nabbit. Wow.
I jump out without a chute. So this is
you'd hold that record forever, man. Oldest man ever jump out of a plane without a chute.
That's it.
Nobody's tried to beat that record for some reason. I don't know why. The Guinness guy's like, that's very good. Spot on. Righto.
What?
Well done, sir. In the record book now. All right, speedy window cleaner breaks world record at competition. Washing winders. He cleaned three 45 by 45 inch windows in 0.15. Wow. 0.15 seconds? Oh?
Oh.
How the fuck?
How big was that squeezy?
Wham, wham, wham. Oh, okay, yeah, it's just a squeege.
Yeah.
In a rag. Doing the rag, followed by the squeege. Wham, wham, wham. Wham, wham, wham. Wham, wham, wham. Wham, wham, wham. Wow. Okay, that's got no. 16.13 seconds. Okay.
And how good of a job was it?
You could see right through it. Amazing. It was a sheet of glass.
Okay.
Sorry, I blew that one. No, it was 13 seconds. Anyway, it's pretty impressive. Oh, this is that fucking jigsaw one again. I think I put the jigsaw link, and there was another animal story somewhere that I missed. I think there were maybe some emus or something. Anyway, we're out of ammunition. All right. This is weird and kind of a turn-on. Contortionist, hula hoop performer, team up for human belt record.
Yeah. Human belt.
This contortionist wraps her body around your body.
Ooh, okay.
And the hula hoop person was hula hooping with the gal as the hula hoop. Huh?
Okay, all right.
So they had they broke the record for hula hoop rotations with a human belt in 30 seconds with 79 rotations, surpassing the goal of 45. So,
okay.
All right. Congratulations, and, man, that's an interesting position she's in there.
Exactly. I like to see our buddy Dave and Hollywood do that one.
That's it. The possibilities are endless there. With a girl like that. Nangy.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you put your... Yes, you can. All right. A runner finishes 1,000 marathon. This is wild. 1,000 marathons.
Oh.
With a total time of 3,363 hours.
Holy shit.
He was just probably the only one smart enough to keep track. But, because this is like 43 years worth of marathons all gathered together. Not
Holy
all at
shit.
Once. So, yeah.
A lot of runners do log, though, but they do.
Oh, I guess they would, man. You know, because
yeah.
that's
but still,
proud
wow,
of their
wild.
Times and yeah.
yeah. Holy shit!
So that Steve Edwards, 61 years old, so he's got plenty of time to add on to that.
Yeah.
Especially if
when
he's a runner and didn't smoke for 30 years, like I did.
Must have started when he was very young.
Yeah, he was like 18 or something when his first race.
Yeah.
They said. Yeah, 18 in 1981.
Yeah, do what you love. You've got to love it, though.
So. Hey, one of my good buddies, in fact, when I was photographed at my class reunion, that dude's a runner. He was always a runner.
My brother, was. He used to run Boston Marathon all the time.
Wow.
Made good time, too. He's always in the papers.
had a brother-in-law did that too.
Yeah.
And he ran out on my sister. Oh! True story. All right. Indiana man dresses in shirts from a T-shirt cannon to break world record. There you go. I'll tell you why I didn't watch the video prior to the program.
Yeah.
This weekend, we'll get back to David Rush. This weekend, the Pittsburgh Pirates premiered what they're calling a generational talent in baseball. Right? Guy is a great pitcher. Throws 100 mile fast, averages 100 mile fast, 100 mile an hour fastball. Right. So they had him on TV. And I've been in the blackout zone for Major League Baseball forever since I've lived here. And I only live 3 hours from Pittsburgh. It sucks. Well, the cable service that runs the games operates in this part of this neck of the woods. And if I had cable TV, I could probably figure out how to get it, but then you got to buy cable TV. Anyway, they had an app for sale about the same price as a ticket to the game, and I get all the shows on video now. Got TV.
Oh, nice. There
watch the Buccos. Watch the Buccos.
Sweet.
Great.
Good for
that
you.
That wasn't a T-shirt cannon in the video, by the way, as I was stalling watching the video. That was him twirling the flaming sword that he did last week. Anyway. His friend Jake Smith operated a T-shirt cannon and fired off shirts for Rush to catch and put on quickly. It took him 46.09 seconds. They put five shirts on. So he shot him with five shirts, and then they whatever.
And he put the shirt on top of his shirt? I guess he would, right?
Okay. I guess he would, but the video was the guy, he was spinning the flaming sword. What the fuck was that? We'll find out. We'll find out.
Threw you a curveball there.
If it's important, we'll tell you. Yeah, but anyway, I'm so excited. I haven't had the Pirates on TV for 20 years. They had them here on my cable, had them for a year. 1999 or something like that. Because one of the guys that was playing then is now one of the announcers. That's how long ago it was. I'm in hog heaven
now, though. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've been listening on the radio for 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't yell at the radio. I might go yes or something if they hit a home run, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm watching the game, and I can see the guy strike out. And I'm like, what the hell are you swinging at there? What is that?
You need that visual, Commodore.
But you know what? I also want to listen to the radio guys while I watch the TV, because the radio guys tell you what the pitches are and shit. They're describing the game better. They're going, oh, that was a slider. You know, oh, okay, that's what a slider looks. You know, that's a curveball. So, because a lot of those pitches, you know, with the difference between a curveball and a slider, you know, be minimal.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's enough baseball talk. And we ended up winning the game. It was a crazy game. We ended up winning. Anyway, we have the best pitching in baseball and nobody can hit. Go Pirates. Exactly. Dr. Cake says baseball TV guys don't talk about baseball. They don't. They figure the thing's just showing the shit. Everybody should just watch. Anyway.
That's an interesting way of watching it.
Need to take a drink of my drink.
Don't stop me. No.
Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Chest pain.
Oh yeah.
That's goody, man.
I like it. Duncan doesn't take a lot of skill.
They got a gang of coffee in Brazil. That was the Rat Pack version.
Yeah.
I bought when I was about, I don't know, my 20s, like late 20s, I bought the Reprise collection. No, scratch that. I checked it out at the library and taped it.
Okay.
Anyways, that was the shit for a long time. I'm gonna we'll walk and talk. I'm gonna mix another drinky poo.
Then go for it.
Well, I mean, this was not done, but I want to have enough for the sing out. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, good day today. I had drew a lot of nurses and shit over Friday and today.
Oh.
Nurses. Naughty nurses. It's like hospital week or some shit. So, that's what we're doing.
Gotta love
got a gig at a library coming up Wednesday.
In a library, yeah?
Yeah, it's a real far drive. But, you know, it's a nice paycheck.
Okay.
What the heck? What the hey? If you're going to pay me on a Wednesday, forget about it. A little bit of gin in there. All right. We have Sir Robert Burnett's gin, ladies and gentlemen.
neither top shelf nor bottom shelf. Somewhere in the middle there, you know.
Gets the job done.
Gets the job done. And you don't, and you know, you don't go blind, which is what you want out of a gin.
Which is, oh yeah, it's always a plus.
With gin, you don't, you just want to make sure you're, speaking of which, I'll get my glasses this week, man.
Hey, good for you, man.
I'm psyched, man. I'm curious to see if I can use them while I'm drawing at my job, at my geek.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a rather important.
I got to get my real men wear diapers, diapers.
Oh, of course.
And, you know. Sheesh. Oh, have you seen that dude that's the Speaker of the House?
No, not really.
Mike Johnson.
Oh, Johnson? Yeah. What about him? What's he doing now?
Nothing he's doing or anything. I was watching him the other day, and it dawned on me. He's that character that Colbert played on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I'm still not getting it.
Well, you know, Colbert was he played a right-wing host and shit. He looks just like him.
Okay.
That was a bad call.
I don't know what show it is.
Before he did the CBS show, the late night, he was on Comedy Central after whatever the news thing is. And
was it a Daily Show or something else?
No, it came on after Daily Show, and it was real popular. It was the Colbert Report.
Oh, okay.
And he pretended he was like a Fox News guy.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Really? Oh, it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't like him on
the
I don't though. Like him now. But I got a kick out of that. That was funny. He played it all for laughs, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, GT's bailing. You know what that means.
Uh-oh. It must be time.
Hey, we got a doozy tonight, man. There's a doozy. It's a doo-doo doozy.
Okay. Does it involve coffee or shit?
I was trying. So, I couldn't find a shit yodel. And I couldn't really find it. But, you know, like, when you think of black coffee, with a cup of black coffee. When you think of black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
A mountain man, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Drink the black coffee. How about the mountain man yodel?
Mountain man yodel. Okay.
Yeah.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 oily,
near the timberline where the snowfields stay all year. Way up near the mountain peaks where the skies are bright and clear. Lived an old mountain man who couldn't sing a note. But this old guy had sparkling eyes and a yodel in his throat. He would go le yodel yodel he dee 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 yodel le No one would go near him when he'd start to sing his song. They couldn't stand to hear him cause most every note was wrong. Then he'd start to yodel in a voice so loud and clear. They would gather round him cause they couldn't wait to hear. Then one day he made his way down into the town. And somebody asked him how he made that awful sound. Says it comes from living where the air is cold and thin. It bends the notes down in your throat and makes your old head spin.
High Country Cowboys.
I guess that's a copyright 2018, so that's a new one. That's a new one.
So it's still relevant.
That was some good yodeling. That was some good yodeling, man.
Nice. Yeah.
Beauty. So let's see.
High Country Cowboys.
The Pirates were beating the hell out of the Brewers when I started the show, so let's see. Final score. Final score 8-6 Pirates. Go, 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 go. Couldn't be on the road too. Beauty. Way to start the series. So Gold Star Day all around. Man, it was like I kept saying it. People kept saying, "Oh, it's a beautiful day today." We were outside for the first part of the gig. Oh, what a beautiful day. I said, "You know, this is the best day ever." And it was. Just the best day ever, kids.
Uh-huh. Any day that you don't find a rat in the trunk of your car is a damn good day.
You said a mouthful.
Uh-huh.
He's a small
one. That right.
He's a small one. He does the finger. He puts the fingers on it. He's a small one. Fuck.
Don't worry about it. Small one.
I'm going over to the other place because there's an old lady there that flirts with me. Fuck that shit. I'm going to the old lady.
Okay.
And they have the Rolling Rocks over there. Oh, wow.
Rolling Rocks
that
is a good old lady.
That is now my favorite beer, Rolling Rock. The new Rolling Rocks they got. Oh, my God.
That's good.
It doesn't taste like it used to. It's totally different
you got
beer.
Like a new one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not made in Latrobe, PA anymore, I don't believe either. But, oh, man, it's a...
I always thought it tasted too watered down.
I never thought that. I thought it kind of had a salty flavor back in the old days. But it just hits the spot now. Perfect.
Right.
But, no, not really, because I can drink, like, 5 cases of them in one sitting.
That's your car.
So that's why we're drinking gin and tonic, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see.
We got any quickies?
I got a silent movie going on here, man. Greta Garbo is a sweetheart.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah.
People don't realize what babes those old-time babes were.
Oh, yeah. I love them all. I can watch these old movies all day long.
Hey, here's a quickie. Oh, yeah, it's time to pick a shit on the dog we decide. I don't need a knife to the shit on the front. I'm just hanging dogs as the time flies by. They're getting paid for shit, getting paid for life. The best 45 minutes of my fucking life. Getting paid for shit, getting paid for life. The best 45 minutes of my fucking life. I knew my boss would spy on me.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know. Things got out of control. Okay, I think I've depleted my shit song.
There you go.
Fortunately.
Getting paid to shit.
Be sure to tell them Large Marge sent ya.
Right. Should have ended that 3 minutes early. That's the one I should have pulled the string on. Beyond that, we had it going on. Yeah. Okay, there we got that. All right, we got a couple minutes. It's raining shit.
I love that one. That's a good one.
That was funny. That was your theme song.
I love it.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna chop it down and make it one of the in my rotation.
Put it on rotation, baby. Rotation.
Yeah. Put it in the rotation with. So many good ones, man. I still got the original going. The Frank Jr., that's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever notice, all the Fuck You Gumbies have the end of the Frank Jr. music on it.
Take note of that.
I chopped that off of the original one for every successive Gumby introduction. Because Fuck You Gumby. I liked it.
It worked.
I was listening to NPR on the way home from the gig, and the gal who inspired the title, Smells Like Teen Spirit, was on. She was hanging around with that dude. And
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, and they got all fucked up drunk. She said she got so drunk that, like, she didn't drink for a couple years after that because, like, you know, it wasn't cool. But they got all fucked up, and she wrote in with a Sharpie on the wall of his apartment, Kurt Cobain smells like Teen Spirit. And then he called her up. Yeah, it was from something, you know, they saw something in the store and it said, hey, like a perfume, smells like Teen Spirit. But
okay.
It was like a joke they were joking about. But she wrote it then, and then like a few months later, he called her up and he's like, can I use that in a song? She's like, yeah, fuck. Isn't that weird?
That is strange.
So, yeah.
I think
She's an interesting girl. I mean, I listened to her for a while, and then they started playing her music, and I put a Oscar Peterson tape in. oh, man, they had this, like, 7-minute-long, what's the Globetrotters? Like, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah.
And they were just jamming, you know, like, jamming to it.
Fucking
awesome.
They're trying to jam, too.
you know, they're taking off. Because, you know, you only hear the Sweet Georgia Brown every once in a while because they're going off in all kind of different directions with this thing.
I love it when they do that. That's what Jack's
I was jamming on that. Then I switched back to she pulled the Kurt Cobain anecdote, and I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have tuned her out there for 7 minutes listening to Oscar Peters. Fuck it, I enjoyed it. You know,
my favorite
trade-off.
Sweet Georgia Brown is Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft singing it in Polish.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Gin and tonic.
Water.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cake. Awesome possum.
Dr. Thank you, possum.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming, man. It wouldn't be so fun. It really isn't fun when, like, you know, like, everybody's busy or something and got shit to do.
Exactly.
With. Like, God bless anybody who shows up, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you probably have your head examined, but that's another story. Thank you for coming, nonetheless. Maggie, see,
no,
so
no one's
great to see you
right
back.
Time, so thanks for coming.
Gin and tonic. Yeah, Maggie, see, especially. Good to see you back in a fold.
Yes.
You know we love you. Steve Martin still is wearing his flowered lei this day. It's true. All right, man. Well, let's beam out of here. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energy!
Missed it by that much.
Tommy! That was Al Hurt.
Al Hurt.
Big hit. Perky. Perky. You ever see the fortune cookie?
Oh, yeah.
That was the name of the private investigator. The big guy with the mustache?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that his name, Perky?
Yeah.
Hey, Pikey.
And his partner's from Philadelphia. I forget that guy's name.
Yeah. I think he became like a TV director, that guy with the big schnoz.
Yeah, I think he did.
Noam Pitlick, something like that?
Yeah, that's it.
A weird name.
Yeah.
Why do we know this shit?
I know.
What the fuck? Here we are. A couple of fucking losing, loser old men that amounted to nothing in life, but we know all this fucking weird shit, man. We never, how could we never put it to use, man? We should have made money.
I'm blown away you knew Norm's name. Yeah.
It's like, it's not Norm, though, is it? It's like Gnome, isn't it?
Yeah, N-O-A-N or something like that.
Yeah.
A-N.
He did a lot of Barney Miller's.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably like, he probably directed more Barney Miller's than anybody, really.
Philly boy.
Ah, Hope says, good times, thanks for the show. He's such a nice kid.
Nice.
You know, Captain Nice. All right, man. Well, that was fun, man.
That was fun. Not a good tune.
I should do the show sober more often. I got lucky with the tune. You got coffee and shit, which, you know, I always put those, I conflate those all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I got enough coffee, I'm going to get a nice shit.
Uh-huh.
Let's get my coffee. Might not get one off today. You know what I'm saying?
I was all kinds of happy. Sunday night, I had a solid evacuation. I was all kinds of happy.
An actual turd.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations,
I'm back again,
sir.
I'm back again with squirting it out. But at least there's hope.
Hey, man. There's hope, man.
Hope.
There was a turd.
Uh-huh.
I'm verklempt.
I'm getting there.
What's our? Okay, yeah, here we go.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.